I sent out the KPFT budget, which and sadly it was not attached this time. You sent it out on August 18th, so I sent it out again, and the subject matter is something like August 18, 2020, KPFT Finance Committee. But I sent this budget out again so we could discuss it. My priorities would be to put the whatever it takes to fix the building, to put that into the budget, because we can't pretend that is not important. And if we do not fix it, it's getting worse and worse, especially when we're on these public meetings and we're saying, you know, we have all these problems, and, you know, people are at some point people are going to be afraid to go into the building. And we need to fix it. It needs to be a high priority. Our highest priority is putting the radio on the air.
Teresa, I have a
combined
question
with that,
for you.
Combined with that is that the programming we put out has to be relevant. So, we have to do building maintenance, and we have not put things in the budget for building maintenance. So if our general manager has gotten estimates for building maintenance, since we've known about a problem since May, I want that in the budget so I can approve it and so we can raise money for it. If it needs to be a capital campaign, then we need to do a capital campaign. If
can
we,
you
if
hear
we
me,
don't,
Teresa?
Yes,
can
I,
you hear
I
me
can
today?
Hear you. Yes.
Thank you. My question is, we are talking about a specific budget. Can you tell me where and how much and which line of the budget you want to add? How much money you want to repairs?
Well, I want $1,800 put in for a purchase of a generator, and hopefully we can. Hopefully, the generator we can get, we can somehow secure it to some sort of pad.
I'm trying to be fair. I'm during almost an hour and a half. I'm hearing more. I'm sorry. 45 minutes. What I ask people to be specific. You tell me an amount. I don't want free speeches. We don't want a lot of speech. May I finish? What I want, you tell me specifically the amount that you want, where you want it.
Okay. Let me say, Madam Chair, it's difficult for me to give specific amounts because it's not up to me to get the estimates. I don't have a key to the building, and I haven't been given the assignment to get an estimate. Every time I bring up the generator, I have been dismissed like it's not important. Okay, so I'm asking that somebody make it a priority to get that estimate and get it done. Same way with the remediation, I want someone to get an estimate.
Madam Chair, you spend twice as much time telling me to be quiet as me actually saying anything. You keep repeating the same issues, and we have the business manager that asked for the floor.
Right.
Maybe we can allow the business manager to put some words sometimes. Arkisha, please. You got the floor.
Real quick. This is the second generator that has been stolen from the building. So my suggestion is, when we're budgeting, is that we actually get a real generator that's attached to the building that no one can steal. We just bought a new generator in 2018 that I don't think we ever got a chance to use. And so that's the second one that's been stolen. And it had to have been stolen since this COVID stuff has been going on. So, I just wanted to clear that up, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I will go first to Bob Garner, because Dwayne Lark will be the second time. I will go. Bob, you have the floor.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be put back on the stack. Teresa Allen, after Bill.
And Susie. after Teresa.
Do I have the floor now?
Yes.
Markeisha may have the receipt for that generator. It wasn't purchased too long ago, right before I got thrown out of the station. And I saw that generator while walking the minute it was placed. And I think I've expressed that to a couple of people for various reasons, one of which was there was no real anchor for that generator to be attached to. And that could be simply done in a manner that would probably prevent that generator from being stolen by most people. But the wise thing and to anticipate people not being around, the smart thing would have been to put it inside the building right away as soon as the building was closed up. That didn't happen. The generator wasn't anchored. That shed is flimsy. The shed should have been rebuilt. I tried to suggest all these things to Bobby Modad, and I was just dismissed. So, the cost of the generator hasn't fluctuated that much. I think a lot of care was taken that the generator was comparable to the building's needs should something happen. So that price could be easily attained and placed on the 2021 budget. Thank you.
Susie, you have the floor.
Sarah, please put Nancy on the stack.
Susie?
Okay, thank you. One thing that I was going to say was that we do need to put the fees on the budget so that we can calculate that or add it to the total. And the other thing I wanted to say that for sure we've had two generators, and why they weren't secure is beyond me, and it wasn't you, Don Boney, that was here. It was a two or even three general managers before him. And in regards to the remediation, I'm having a lot of problem with my house doing that. And if we get the person that got the first estimate, you don't get a remediation done and not have the funds to fix the problem. Because the problem is they're going to come and remediate, which is they're going to treat it for mold, then they're going to dry the area. And if you don't have the money to fix the problem, then when you do have the money, you're going to have another remediation done again. And the other thing also is that you have to be very careful because they're not very competent people, a lot of them. So we can't do the remediation months or years before we can have the funds to do to fix the leak. So Teresa and Bill, we can't do one without the other. And I suggest that we put it on the budget and maybe look ahead and first start with the generator and make sure that it's secure. Thank you.
Nancy, you have the floor.
Thank you. 2 years ago, before Ray Hill died, I asked him about how we could prevent another robbery of another generator. And then he told me, he said, the other radio stations, and I forgot which ones he said. I think he said KUHF and then another one. He said what they do is they go to the big box stores like Lowe's or Home Depot, and they have a reservation. So when it comes time, storm or whatever, they get their place to rent one. That way they do not have to keep it and be worrying about it. And that's what he suggested strongly that we should think about, consider, because you know you're not supposed to put something like that into a house. If it's got gasoline in it, you're not, that's a fire department rule that I think Bobby taught me that. And then also you don't have to worry about somebody stealing it if you're renting it and if you've got your reservation in place. And you know what, I'm tired of talking about this generator business. This is small peanuts. We should be talking about getting the budget done. And I hope Teresa does not bring this up again. Thank you. That's all.
Mary Ann for the staff.
Thank you. Mary Ann Martinez, you have the floor.
already?
Sandy for the stat.
Well, what I wanted to say was that you have to be careful not to put the cart before the horse, because basically, what good is a generator going to do you if you don't have a building? And the thing with the situation with this this mold issue is to, you know, say this, keep repeating the same thing that that I've heard Bill say time and again, that if the mold continues to be not remediated or taken care of, it'll keep growing. It grows. It's like a virus. It keeps growing, and it'll get worse. The problem will get worse and worse and more costly. So that comes first. But also, fixing the building is part of the financial situation. I mean, it's like the most important thing of the finances. Without a building, we don't have a station. And so this is something that should be on the top of the priority list, in my opinion. And that's all.
Okay. Sandy, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to get some input from Judon in terms of programming. KPFT.
I'm sorry, Sandy.
Yes,
Sandy,
you are. Yes, you are. Yes.
We are in our fiscal year 2021 priorities.
Yes. I'm talking about 2021 in the budget.
Sorry.
So if you allow me, please, I will finish my statement. Thank you. Judon, I'd like to get your input on programming. In years past, KPFT used to acquire some programming, such as BBC News and other good programs that we had, which were sacrificed so that we could pay staff. Going forward, do you anticipate acquiring programming on a paid basis? And if so, how much money do you need for that so we can consider that point? Thank you.
Where's the money?
You don't have the floor, Dwayne.
Do you want to answer, Mr. Boney? If you want to
answer, I'm thinking.
We have programming. We have free programming that we don't have to pay for available from the Pacifica Network, specifically from New York, which is national programming dealing with current issues. And I want to and believe it would be a positive to add that to the schedule. I want to do that after the fund drive because I did not want politics, my show, their show, the show that they like, the show that they don't like, to enter into those decisions. We have a number of programs that are on for 3 hours. If we cut everybody back to 2 hours, everybody that has a program keeps a program, and we create 12 hours of additional programming for these kinds of programs, news, public affairs, national, without cost, that can be added. And that was my strategy and what I'm going to do if I'm still here.
Okay. I would say you have to be selective, but thank you for your answer.
Thank you. I want, before going to the second round, that I have three people on my second round, I want to remind this committee that our first obligation, according to our bylaws, the duties of power of this KPFT LLC is produce a budget. We are less than 8 days for the new fiscal year 2021, and we don't have it. I understand perfectly that a lot of members want to talk about a bunch of issues. But please, can we understand that each committee have a specific duty to fulfill? And I will appreciate if everybody that is not speaking mute their phones. That is respect, showing respect for your fellow members and for some occasional listener that want to hear how we work. Our obligation, again, is not to keep shooting, is to go one by one line, as we did till 2018, the last budget that we have approved, and decide in each line how we know that we cannot cut expenses anymore. We know that for sure. We know perfectly that we are without any option because we don't have even personnel to do all the jobs that need to be done. We know all the problems with the building. This is not the complaining committee. This is the finance committee. Please, members, can you try to go straight to budget lines and add things or not? I know that it's kind of too late. I hope that all of you will go to the budget like we always did and try to understand where we need to improve, and not only that, where, in which specific lines we need to add and how we will compensate with money coming in. That is our obligation. It's not keep talking about the thing that we know. We are, you know, keep beating a dead horse. Thank you. I will go to the, if it's nobody else that didn't talk yet, I will go to the second round. And my first name there is Dwayne Lark. Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Okay, Mr. Boney, and to the business manager, when we hear people start asking you how are you going to fix this, how are you going to fix that, that you got to put the horse before the cart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that must be frustrating, given the fact that none of us have brought forth and acted on a plan to bring $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 into the budget in order to address these things. And we see the systemic, as I've said over and over and over, you do a graph, and most of us can't read a graph. From 2010, when I came into this board, until 2020, it's just been a slope, a downward slope from $1.6 million budget and bringing in $1.4 million or $1.5 million. To now less than an $800,000 budget, bringing in maybe $600,000. So we know the solution is to raise more money, to bring more money in. We can't cut ourselves out of this. We can't talk ourselves out of this. We can't browbeat whoever we even put in the position. They're going to have the same problems as you have. So what would you say in these few minutes you have to the players here, who you're probably going to have to deal with next year as well? What would you say to us about how you need us to stop browbeating you about getting blood out of a turnip? In fact, that one of the reasons I was on this board, and I witnessed the fact why we cut BBB and why we cut CCC and DDD, because we didn't have the money. And it didn't raise much more over what it cost. And I know that for a fact, because I went over the numbers with the previous manager, and so did a couple of people on this call with the BBB. And it wasn't raising a modicum of money over what it was costing us, notwithstanding the fact that a couple other stations in the area, notwithstanding the fact that people could get it on the Internet and get it on cable. So it was just saturated in the area, just an example. But what would you say to us? To help you in the next few months address the budgeting shortfalls?
Several things. One, we need to look to other sources of money. And by that, I mean foundations. For example, the Houston Endowment donates money to nonprofit organizations all the time. I've raised something like $250,000 from the endowment. The endowment does not support operating costs. but they might support capital fundraising, like fixing the building, fixing the transmitter, those kinds of things, but they will not provide sustaining operating funds. Houston Endowment might be one opportunity. The endowment works in two ways. One is they want a written proposal assessment. They have generally in the past said, well, let's give you $10,000, $20,000, see how you operate with that. Then we'll come back and do some more if we see that that has operated responsibly. Now, I've done that before, some time ago. Secondly, I would suggest that we have a capital campaign that separates the budget and say, okay, the regular operating budget, which we all know, which we all have, that Markeisha has, it's basically the same. That's our operating budget. We need a capital campaign which will deal with the building, the electricity, the foundation, all of those one-time costs will fix the infrastructure of the radio station. So if we would spend some time and maybe some future calls on talking about how do we raise money, how do we design a campaign and appeal to raise money and approach people who have money and basically people, major donors, who I've approached on other programs before, they want to know, what are you doing and why are you doing it? What am I supporting with my money that is of value to me and the people that I support? So if we can demonstrate in our programming in what Pacifica and KPFT does for Houston, Texas, then we can go to major donors who like KPFT, agree with the mission of KPFT, and say, this is why we believe if you invest X amount of dollars in keeping KPFT alive, this is where your money is going to go to fix the infrastructure, to fix the building, and this is how we're moving using your donation responsibly to do the work that you believe and support in.
Bill, am I still on the stack?
Markeisha, can I get a response from Markeisha, please?
Markeisha?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Well, like with anything, I'm always trying to figure out why the onus is always on just the paid staff members to raise money. It's always the finger pointing. And I've watched for years how our board has continually changed over and without any real, and I guess no real contributions from the board, I guess. I mean, yes, you give your basic memberships or some of you are sustainers, but I was always thought that being on a board, because I sit on several other boards, and the responsibility is to give or get money. So when there's a shortfall in the budget like we have now, we should be able to look to our board and say, this is how much we need. Can you make it happen? You don't have to write the check, but surely you know someone that can. So that is what I would like to see happen instead of all the browbeating and the pointing the fingers and the name calling. What are you going to do to help us? What are the suggestions? Not just asking the questions about what is the IGM going to do, what is the business manager going to do, what is the development person going to do, what is the board going to do to help us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope they're listening.
Okay, Teresa, you have the floor. If you unmute, Teresa, we can hear you.
All right. Thank you very much, Judon, for your answers to Duane Lark's questions. I agree. I am very concerned about a plan. Several times in the past, I've asked about plans. I said, what is the plan? And people have responded to me, well, we're going to have a fund drive. And I see that if we can go with the date that Markeisha says we're going to have the pledge drive, it's going to start on October 8th through the 31st. That's 24 days. That's 24 days, almost the same period of time that the polls are open for early voting. That's a very long pledge drive. And you do mention other sources of money, and I agree, because I don't think just saying, okay, well, we're going to have a pledge drive when our pledge drives are making less and less money. Fewer people are listening. We're not using our social media to drive people to the station or to the website to give money. We are not using our social media. Nobody is sending out applications for grants through the Houston Endowment, and I can't do that. So I rely upon paid staff to do that. I can call lapsed donors, but nobody has given me any lapsed donors to call. So I can't do that, and if I can't do it, then give it to somebody else to do it. Just do it. I agree it would be appropriate to have a capital campaign. And I think that since you have started, Judon, since last December, I thought how wonderful to have someone that is articulate, someone that has name recognition, that is a leader of the station. And I've always looked forward to this letter, which was going to go out to our members saying, hi, this is Judon Boney, the Honorable Judon Boney, formerly of the City Council, and I am, you know, I'm working to lead KPFT into this new year. I've been waiting for that letter to go out month by month, and I keep asking about it because it doesn't get done every month. I would help if I can, but I can't impersonate you, that's why I'm on the development committee. I would like to help develop funds from whatever sources, and I know that one source, the pledge drive, that doesn't cut it. So I would like to see some cash flow in the budget in these places, like, you know, KPFA has a craft fair. You know, in the past we have had a little garage sale where we've sold things. You know, I would like to see. I have seen stations, KUNM in Albuquerque, they made $125,000 in vehicle donations. But we don't seem to think that that's anything special, so it's our fundraising through that is very lackluster. So if we had a staff that is willing to come up with some creative ideas and make some assignments and work together, we could put these things into the budget that they will make money. But I don't think we can just, on a hope and a prayer, hope that we're going to make an average of $86,000 in the next 6 months per month. It's not going to happen unless we tap into some of these things that Judon has just mentioned. And I'm hoping for the leadership on that. Thank you.
Madam Chair, request for information.
Go ahead, Dwayne. What is your request for information?
Well, actually, it's a point of information, Madam Chair, and I'll be very brief. I've heard the member, and I had a personal conversation with the member who just spoken about the August and wide width of Mr. Boney's reputation in the city. I've approached some moneyed folks, and the question they asked me was, is he the permanent manager? Because you've had six or seven or eight applicants. So I'm not going to pull my money in there and he's gone next month, which I think is what some want to do anyway. So just so some would know, people are looking at us and know our history. And just because you're not going to use Mr. Boney's name and reputation to get a few dollars today, and the people who are moneyed and they've been looking at the station know that you're trying to get rid of him tomorrow. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, I have Anybody else? I have Bill Closure on the list. Bill,
Markeisha,
you have the floor.
Markeisha.
Oh, I'm sorry, Markeisha. Markeisha and Judo first. Yes, please. No. Go you, Markeisha, and then Judon, and then Bill will ask his question.
Okay, I was just going to address what Teresa said about the people and the grants and all that. When we've been cut to the bare bones where we barely have, you know how many staff members we have. There's little time to do barely our own job because we're already doing 10 others. So there's not a lot of time to try to figure out how to get grants written and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, since the main focus of this group seems to be to continue to get rid of people, I don't know where the grant writing and all that would come into play.
Teresa, put it back.
Yes.
Judon Bonney, you have the floor.
Yes. Maybe I just heard a comment by one of the callers. I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I won't let anybody beat up on the staff, not while I'm here. The staff is working their rear ends off. They are. I know that for a fact. I'm doing the best I can. I spend more time on this project, this station, than I ever imagined. The problem or challenge that I have is that what we're spending time talking about and doing, the conversation that was just the last 10 minutes, foundations approaching some different people, some new people, not complaining about the generator, which has been gone for, I don't know, before I got there, so that's almost a year, the generator? Of not talking about what happened 2 years ago, it is what new can we do collectively and differently, and not asking Markeisha and I agree, you know, it's my responsibility to do something else. What can we do with each other to help? I'm willing to use whatever I have to help raise money for KPFT because I believe in KPFT. What I think the challenge has been, and we're getting better, I acknowledge that, if we collectively show the community that the board is together with the staff in believing in KPFT and asking the people to help us not save KPFT but build KPFT to make it better, then I think we'll be fine. I'm through. Thank you.
Bill, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple little things first. About your idea of cutting some of the 3-hour shows to 2 hours to make room for syndicated shows from other stations. I hope you're not thinking about cutting the ones that are during the day, because all of the 3-hour shows that I know of that are daytime are the ones that are bringing in most of the money. Those are the last ones you want to cut time on. Now, I think you could look at 3-hour shows. There's a few at late night and on HD. But I think it would be better to look at the shows that aren't bringing hardly any money in and also don't have any listeners. So those would be the ones you should consider replacing. And I do like the idea of getting some quality shows from other stations, ones that have a reputation for having, good listenership and high quality, and putting those on in place of shows here, even if they're locally produced, that aren't doing well. And also, I was going to ask you, though, I remember last winter you were working on, you said you were working on grant applications, and so I was wondering what the status is on that. If we had enough time, we should have been getting some responses from grantors, foundations, and things by now. Can you update, please?
Yeah, there's been no. I've been putting out fire.
I'm sorry. Wait a second, Judon. I'm hearing a voice in the background. Who asked for the floor? Who's talking?
Rita Washington.
Okay, Rita, can we let Judon talk and then you go on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bonney. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been putting out fires. I go by the station basically every day, no more than every other day. And I went by the station, the door's wide open. We had to stop, get somebody to come in and put new locks on the door. I've been putting out fires. I've not had an...
Well, I was talking about the ones last winter.
I'm sorry, Mr. Closer. Respect the general manager. Let him finish. And do not get on the floor unless I allow you to.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bobby. Go ahead, Mr.
Point of order.
I'm working on that. I haven't had time to draft a fundraising proposal as of this point in time. I'm doing other things, and I will add that to my list of things to try to get done.
Okay. Thank you.
Teresa Allen for the stack after Rita.
I'm sorry. Do I hear a point of order? Somebody asking for a point of order?
Yes, I did have a point of order, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Teresa, you need to decide what you want. We have Rita, then you said that you want after Rita, and now you're asking for a point of order. Go ahead, Teresa.
My point of order was that
right.
Bill thought that Judon did not understand his question, so he said
I'm
you're
sorry,
not answering.
Teresa.
Oh, my God.
You don't have the right. This is not a point of order.
It is
really
a point of
point
order,
of
man.
Order.
If you would have recognized me, I could have
no
made that
was
point.
Broken.
I'm sorry, Teresa, but you don't have the right to change and gain the floor with a point of order. The definition is some rules that were broken. If not, it's not a point of
order.
Your whatever information you want when it's your time. I'm very sorry. Rita Washington, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In response to the member's request about what the IGM, the letter, with COVID, I mean, even had to put together a grant proposal takes a minute. And so I know that myself. And so I wish that we would ask the general manager, the IGM, and the business manager, what can we be doing to help in the process? We know it's only three or four people on the staff, and they're already doing double and triple the work. But what can I as a board member do to alleviate or help in any way, form, or fashion? I am just to the point where every meeting we're attacking people. We're the board. We should be assisting. What can I do to help you? If you have grant writing experience, maybe you need to say, I can do it. How can I help you? How can I put it together? If you have some experience doing something, let's say, let me help. I am so tired of us every meeting attacking. It's not helping KPMT. It's not helping Pacifica. Maybe it's making us feel good. Because I'm calling somebody on the carpet for what I think they should do. But I know I have asked and volunteered my services, and I have been given some things to do from time to time when I have the opportunity to help. And I think that's what we should all be doing. If you got 10 or 15 minutes, is there a letter? Is there a name? And then think of who you can call on your own. You don't have any friends you can ask to donate? You don't know anybody at all that you can ask to help? We need to stop thinking these two people, three people, can do it all. That's ridiculous.
Amen.
So, again, Judon and Markeisha will be hearing from me yet again. If I have any way that I can assist, I will be contacting you to help in any way that I can. I don't have much to offer, but whatever I can do to assist you, I will do. And I hope that as opposed to us attacking, we say, how can I help? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, request for information. Dwayne Clark.
Go Go ahead, Wayne. What is your request for information?
Well, you may rule this out of order, and I will stand down. But I know that one of the members who is most consistent, questioning, and inquisitive of our management, I understand that he is an engineer by trade and training. And yet I haven't heard him offer or suggest in any form or fashion how he could help get the so-called programmers who he talks to and talk to him about getting live broadcast and this and that. Could you ask the member why he hasn't volunteered his services?
I don't know who you are referring to, Dwayne, but I...
Yes, ma'am.
If somebody knows...
I thought you would call me out of order, but I just need to get that out of frustration because it's a bunch of hypocrisy going on here.
I understand, but that, Dwayne, I'm sorry, but that is not a point of information. A point of information is a request for information. And if somebody think that can help, please, please, like Rita Washington just said, please offer your help and stop being the whining committee. Teresa, you ask for the floor. What?
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay, yes, Madam Chair. You sent us an income statement. I do not see the proposed 2021 budget. Did you send it to us?
Teresa, I will try to answer that. That's what this committee does.
Okay.
Teresa. Let me answer. Do not interrupt me because you asked me. And you are acting like it's something that I didn't do. The budget, that's why what we send is the last proposed, never approved during the whole last year, to start with something. This is the job of this committee. It's not being called the whining committee. It's not being called the complaint committee. It's being called the finance committee because we are in charge of producing a valid budget. Instead of all the time that was wasting today, almost 2 hours, our main job, that's why I sent the previous one that wasn't approved neither, to use it like a base to see what we can change and what we can do with the 2021st. That is our obligation. That's why, Teresa, it's not up to me. It's up to this committee. It's the job of the finance committee. And what's the job that we were supposed, if you pay attention to the agendas, in the last 4 meetings, the number one job that we have is produce.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I will give you the floor when I finish. Thank you. We need to produce the fiscal year 2021st. That is our job. What is your point of information, Richard? Where you were the one?
Richard.
Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about the proposed budget. The committee doesn't come up with a proposed budget. The management comes up with a proposed budget, and then we deal with it. Isn't that true?
Yes, Richard, let me try to explain it better. That's why we received what was proposed for 2019. Like you said, like
sent
a
that
base.
Out? Have we you sent that out?
I'm sorry. Yes, and Teresa sent it again today to everybody. Because
what I sent out was the FY 2020.
Teresa. Thank you. Our idea is working with, that's why we have the actual numbers, because we can see how realistic or not is what we need to work with. That is our job. That answer you, Richard?
Not really.
Bill, with the press information.
Okay, thank you. Who is asking for a point of information?
Bill.
Go ahead. What is your point of information?
This is a request from Arkesha. Can you send us the Pacific a draft, the budget template, so we can start working on this? The one that we used to use? Yeah. Send it to the whole board? Great, thank you.
So, Madam Chair, may I finish my question?
Yes, please, Teresa.
Okay, so I'm assuming that we're using the FY 2020 budget that was sent out on August 18th. I guess I would like to ask Judon Boney and Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson how happy they are with that budget. I would like to see more expenses in that budget to address new issues that we see with the building. I would also, looking at the fact that the CEC, Citizen Environmental Coalition, only has one staff member, but they're recruiting interns, I think that if we did have a staff member that could give some attention to interns, we could possibly get some interns that we don't pay any money. But going back to this budget, I would like to ask Markeisha and Judon, what about that budget that they've presented to us are they most proud of, or do they feel is on target for the new year?
I'm not proud of it at all because it's basically been reduced every year, and it's continually going down with no way of raising or increasing it. So I'm not proud of it at all because, again, we fight, and the only thing you say is cut, but no real reason or no real explanation as to how we're going to get our revenue back up. So, I can't say that I'm proud of it at all.
Thank you, Markeisha, for that information. Incidentally, someone said that I was for cutting staff. I really did expect that Naboo's position would be refilled. It was not a membership person. It was a membership assistant. It was not a real technical position, and I think that position should have been filled. We had an opening as a board member. I expected, we advertised that. I wanted that person to be filled because I saw that that person could help generate money by calling lapsed donors, for example.
Okay, I think that was on the stack to respond to the question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. I have said this before. I'll say it again. There's nothing to cut in the budget. That's number one. Well, cutting is off the table. There's nothing to cut. In terms of raising money, if we would devote, and when I say we, I'm talking about the committee members and the board members, on ways and people that the board and allies can help identify an approach to raise money, that would be helpful. The staff is doing, I think, extraordinarily well with the limited money and staff support that we have. I don't really support asking the staff, the three people, to add another task other than what they already have to address these issues or these problems of raising money. I mean, we're already doing that. And if we would spend more time in our future calls talking about who can we approach to raise money, how can we make the solicitation letter more appealing, whatever else someone else do to improve upon the proposal to ask donors for money. That's what we ought to spend some time on. What I've been spending this time on is identifying and quantifying the money that we need to fix the building, remediate the mold, so that that is in writing from professionals, so that when we say we need $20,000 to remediate the mold, or the air conditioning, or whatever. And here it is from the professional. Not my opinion, not my projection, and Marquisa has done the same with regard to, and she sent it to me, the electrical issue. I will send that out. We can send that out to all of the members of the board. But my reluctance is, and the timing is, I do not want anyone to use that for anything but the appropriate purpose to raise money and fix the problems. In the past, some KPFT members have attempted to use these kinds of information for other purposes, and I'm not going to support or participate in that.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Madam Chair, I would like to, if we only have 1 minute left, to at least share that minute with Teresa if she's coming back.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's very difficult for a person who runs a business and who've been in business for most of his life to not understand why people cannot be on a finance committee, be a treasurer, and not understand that there's no money to rehire people. When our previous manager, that was the way he balanced the budget, or kept the budget within tolerance. When people quit, which was 25 people on staff when I came on in 2010, he just wouldn't replace them. Now we can't afford to replace them. And with respect to the issue of this nasty, dirty word to the general development manager or to the business manager's concern, I believe the proper approach and what I'm trying to get out of one of our committees, hopefully two of our committees, is KPFT be authorized to do a pilot program of this nasty word, and it would only be based on commission, so there would not have to be a full-time person who will be managing it, because we can't afford to have a full-time person to manage it. But Dr. Kamau actually had 10,000 or more coming in a month with this nasty word effort, and it was all commission paid to people. Then, of course, someone was hired, which I didn't agree with, and I think Teresa didn't agree with, and that didn't work out.
Can anybody hear me?
To do this with no cost.
Can anybody hear me?
Oh, now
again.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. It means that somebody stopped playing. I'm very sorry, but we already passed our adjournment time. Like before,
yeah.
I asked the members to send me, we didn't have time to not only complete the agenda, but have anything to do about the two last things that are the next meeting date and the Zoom. Using Zoom instead of Maestro that was offered to us. I asked the members, we are adjourning right now, I asked the members to please let me know what your preferences are, and we will go from there. Thank you very much for a really
Madam Chair, I would like to have a meeting next Tuesday.
Teresa, this meeting is adjourned.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, because I've got to get ready for national finance. Don't stack things on me next time.
And you can send me all the emails that you want, and I will do whatever the committee wants me to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. 15 minutes to get ready for the national finance committee meeting. This is ridiculous.
Thank you.